Gary, you must be a bit sickened at that last minute goal, although we'd have settled for it on the way here.
I'd snap your hand off for a point this morning, Rob, when we woke up, and we'd had a late dropout last night. We've had a dropout this morning. So with the squad that we had available, if you'd said to me you were going to come away from home and go home with a point this morning, I'd snap your hand off. But being in a position we were in, having got the late goal, you know, can we get the 3 points? Like, wow, nobody expected. To concede so late is gutting, but as I've just tried to say to the lads, because they're disappointed in there, obviously, and one or two maybe blaming each other, we could have, should have, would have done this. But I tell you what, any supporter travelling today to see the organisation, at times, luck that we had, you know, fair play to them, they've kept going to the end. That's why they're up there challenging for the titles, you know, with 10 men for a fair period of the game. But for us to sort of stay organised, stay compact, and we said the longer we could maybe frustrate them as part of the game plan, the better chance that we've got of going home with something. But to go home with a point and be disappointed in going home with a point, I'd have took that feeling this morning, although it's not very nice at the moment, of course.
Of course. What did you make of the red card, the straight red card? We couldn't tell what had happened.
If I'm totally honest, I didn't see what happened. Bantz reckons there was definitely a swing and a connection in there, and he has got a busted up lip. But I don't know whether anybody on our bench saw it, and I don't think anybody on their bench really saw it. So I can't really comment. I'd have to look at any sort of VO footage just to see whether it was worthy. But the linesman's made a big call there, and if he'd made that call for one of my players, I'd be frustrated. But I'd be frustrated without having the opportunity to see what happened, so I couldn't really comment too much.
There were some good performances this afternoon. Jensen Cooper played well. Played well. Everybody.
I mean, I think everybody contributed. Everybody, you know, young Phil at right back as well.
Yeah,
he's 17.
He looked well.
We'd have to look back at the VO to see if anything could have been done to you know, defensively. I'm not sure if he was involved in the goal or not, but it's one of them. It's gone through bodies. It's just they've thrown everybody forward, and you know, we're not going to criticise anybody for that because we're a team. You know, we're a team, so we'll deal with that. But yeah. To a man, everybody had a cracking game, and delighted to get Jensen joining the club, rejoining the club back in a week. Didn't quite work out under Jeppo, so we managed to convince him to come back, and he's put a right shift in this morning, and we needed him with Sam Lockley's injury. And then Jude, a recruit that we had made in the week, dual forms from Ingles, he's gone on and got the penalty for us, so again, new signings making a difference. Really pleased. Again, I question where that sort of performance and effort had been for Jeppo, but it is what it is now. We've moved on. And despite the other results, I understand the other results haven't gone our way today, but you know, that's out of our control. What is in control is what we can do. And you know, two vastly contrasting performances that should give our supporters a little bit of hope with four games to go, despite us having dropped back into the bottom two. And with Kimberley winning comfortably, and also Sleaf for grabbing a win as well, just to keep at arm's length from us. So, a lot of football to play. But as I said, when we took the group over, you know, if they give us our all in the next six games, then when we took over, then we'd be happy with that. And two games down, 4 points on the board, and not a lot of people would have given us anything for those 4 points. We'll take that, Rob.
Will there be any changes for next Saturday?
Yes, there will. Yeah, we've got players that are due to come back. Kane Lee, I spoke to Kane, in fact saw him out running this morning, he's got another training session. Sam Lockley, we hope to get Sam back in the mix with an ankle problem. Jack Andrews potentially should be available again next week, and Jacob Sturgis, through no fault of his own, something happened at work, and somebody who was supposed to cover something for him was sick, so he had no choice, couldn't find a replacement. So I know we've also taken the opportunity to sign a few players on dual forms that might be available for maybe the last two or three games as well, to strengthen us from step four clubs, but we'll see. But I would imagine there will be changes, we'll assess it at training during the week.
Cheers.